News from the radio, Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. 11 more bills have fallen victim to the governor's veto pen. One bill exempting sales taxes on rental fees for heavy equipment, and another that added poison hemlock and kudzu to the public nuisance list. It would have required homeowners to get rid of the weeds or face $1,000 a day fines until they do. The Senate has already voted to override one of those vetoes that breathed new life into the Oklahoma Survivors Act. Daylight savings could be ending after new bill passes through the House. Senate Bill 1200 will get rid of the time changes in the spring and fall, locking in the spring forward standard. According to Representative Scott Fettgetter, the majority of Oklahomans endorsed this bill.
American Farmers and Ranch, OML, the Municipal League, and the Restaurant Association, are they endorsing this bill?
I think the question, not only are they endorsing the bill, but so are over 80% of your constituents.
From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
The Radio Oklahoma News Network covers the issues that matter. Education, energy, public safety, mental health, and turnpikes get the attention of reporter Albert Castellanos. How each of these agencies spend your tax dollars is important, and we will keep you informed every day on one of our great affiliates. News by Oklahomans for Oklahomans on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.